not wanting to be involved, wanting simply to be relaxing with his friends. I thought, how's this going to tie in? Well, Jen and myself are here for 4 days. After every Christmas, we find an opportunity, just the two of us, to get away for 4 days and do something we only do this once in a year, which is to stay in a hotel. And we stay in a hotel so that nobody knows us, nobody can annoy us, people feed us, I don't have to talk religion to anybody, and we can just relax. So we booked into the Isle of Mull Hotel, and that was fine. Friday night after the meeting, we arrived, went into the hotel, still in my clover. Everyone smiled sweetly, and I went to our room. And then I realised we had booked our stay on the weekend, when not only was there a huge 60th wedding anniversary party, but also the spiritualist weekend. So you can imagine the delight on a number of those who were there for the spiritualist weekend to see a bee-collared gentleman, or at least me, sitting in the bar. And of course, as much as I tried to surreptitiously slide the white bit out of my shirt, as much as I tried to hunch down in the corner of the settee, ultimately it happened. I went up for another dram, and, excuse me, who are you? Are you a member of the ministry? Yes. What are you doing? I understand. And for about 5 to 10 minutes, Jane had the pleasure of sitting on the settee watching the whole of the bar, watching what was going on at the bar. And at the end of that, I went and sat down, having cracked another joke so that no one didn't bother me again, and we carried on with evening. And because that is precisely how Jesus felt at this moment in his ministry. Jesus has gone through some really remarkable experiences, according to John's Gospel, to this point. Jesus has experienced that power of the Spirit. Jesus has experienced that everything that he'd been taught throughout his life actually was probably true. He'd gone off, he'd gone out, and he'd experienced the knowledge that he could do anything. He could, as the temptations remind us, could turn all the stones into bread. He could throw himself off the temple tower. He could do all of those things, and everyone would turn around to him and worship him because either they were frightened of him or because of the power he could bring them. And that's the easy way. That's the easy solution. I'll do something dramatically powerful and everyone will bow down before me. I will have all the wealth of the world and everyone will want to be beside me. Always said with youth work, I could fill any venue with thousands of young people by putting on a particular event. It's what you're trying to do with them for the rest of their lives that's important. Not it, but the encouragement and nurturing and learning of faith. And so Jesus has decided that is not the way forward. And he's now sitting with his friends in Capernaum, and he's mum. It is mum. It's always mum, really. Or I suspect my son would say it's always dad. There is the moment, as he sits there, something has gone wrong. The wine has run out. And remember, that's not just, the wine has run out. This is a reflection upon the status of the whole of the family for whose wedding it is. If the wine runs out, then they have failed in their duty to the community. It is as if they are not good enough. And so you can imagine the absolute horror on the steward's face as he realizes he's going to have to go to the senior member of the family and say, no more wine. Mary, well, maybe she's decided, come on lad, it's time you got out of the house and go and do something properly. You've been living here long enough, let's just get on with it. Or maybe it's that natural pride from a mother, well I know he can sort this out. Or maybe she knows the family well and is desperate to find a way of helping. Whatever, she said, I'll go speak to my son, he can do it. And he says, Mum, go away. Leave me alone. It's not right. It's not the time now. I'm here, my friend. It isn't right. But she persists. And of course, he has to do something now. Because again, he's also caught up in that whole local process. He's a guest at the wedding who can do something, and if he doesn't, the whole thing falls apart. because they